Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, October 14th, 2019. I'm Dan Hyman. The Syrian military is moving in as the U.S. moves out, and an unknown number of ISIS supporters have escaped detention. As the Turkish offensive in northern Syria gathers steam, it's creating a power vacuum in the complex conflict. This weekend, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said American forces would withdraw as safely and quickly as possible. Meanwhile, the Syrian Kurds announced a deal where the Assad government would aid their fight against Turkey. A Fort Worth African-American woman was playing a video game with her nephew at home just before being shot to death by police, according to the family lawyer. Police say they were responding to a neighbor's call about two doors ajar at the home where Atatania Jefferson lived with her mother. Body cam footage reportedly shows the officer shooting Jefferson from outside the building. Colorado insurance officials are looking at a public option for health coverage there. Eric Galatis has more about how publicly owned insurance plans might compete in the for-profit marketplace.
The proposal would require insurers with a certain market share to provide public option plans across the state. Adela Flores Brennan with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the plan will help control costs.
When we talk to consumers out in different areas of the state where they maybe only have the option of one particular company selling health coverage, they wonder what they're missing and they wonder if they could get a better deal with something else.
The plan would also set rates for payments to hospitals and other providers based on what Medicare pays for similar services. Hospital advocates have warned that set payment rates could lead health providers to limit patient services.
Meanwhile, a Shark Tank-style competition near Washington, D.C. hopes to bring better health care to underserved communities. Diane Bernard reports that the contest, sponsored by the Heart Association, will feature 9 companies.
One competitor is Andrew Suggs, who started a Baltimore company called Live Chair. It makes and supports an app that aims to improve the health of African American men by training their trusted barbers to check clients for common ailments.
Initially, Live Chair is targeting hypertension, but in the future, we plan to tackle other chronic diseases like diabetes, CVD, or COPD. Our mission is to transform the barbershop into the hub of health for Black men.
Other businesses in competition include a company that makes a wearable device to help people manage their diabetes. Another is a grocery store located within a subsidized housing complex, the first in the nation. Anyone can attend online at empoweredtoserve.org and vote for their fan favorite.
This is PNS. In impeachment news, President Donald Trump says he might sue two of the Democrats leading the inquiry in the House. Trump says his advisors have told him Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff have legal immunity for the actions taken in Congress, but the president said he might sue them anyway. In the past, Trump has threatened multiple times to sue his critics, but often not followed through. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's son says he will resign from his position on the board of a Chinese company. Trump has called for China to investigate the Bidens. Hunter Biden says he won't serve on the board of any foreign-owned companies if his father wins the presidency. And the Washington Post has confirmed the details of a story reported by Bloomberg. In 2017, they say the president of Turkey pressured Trump to intervene in a criminal case to aid a Turkish-Iranian gold trader. The man, a client of the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was accused of helping a Turkish bank launder more than $10 billion worth of gold and cash and move it to Iran in defiance of U.S. sanctions. According to Bloomberg, Trump in turn pressured then-Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, but Tillerson refused to act on the case. Today is Columbus Day, but across the country there are efforts to turn the attention to the people here before Columbus. 4 Montana cities celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. Holly Oldcrow is a Montana State University student organizing the Indigenous Peoples Day celebration in Bozeman.
Kind of a reminder and recognition that Natives are not something of history or in the past that no longer exists anymore. They're still here today, and that culture and identity and history is as alive as it was then.
8 states and more than 100 cities have made the change. in western North Carolina, an effort is underway to preserve and build on an important Cherokee site.
After preserving a sacred Cherokee site in Franklin, known as the Niquassee Mound, members of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians and a local conservation group are now developing a 60-mile cultural corridor. Juanita Wilson is co-chair of the Niquassee Initiative.
The Cherokees honored it, considered it to be their spiritual center. Niquassee means the star place.
The Niquassee Mound is the only remnant of a Cherokee settlement that thrived more than 500 years ago. Once completed, the Cherokee Cultural Corridor will follow the Little Tennessee River and include historical information on Cherokee settlements, trade relationships, and traditional knowledge of plants and agriculture. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
I'm Dan Hyman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.